Chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, when they went forth out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their goings out. They travelled from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the next day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out triumphantly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck among them. On their gods also the Lord executed judgments. The children of Israel travelled from Ramesses, and camped in Succoth. They travelled from Succoth, and camped in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. They travelled from Etham, and turned back to Pihahiroth, which is before Baal Zephon, and they camped before Migdal. They travelled from before Hahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Edom, and camped in Marah. They travelled from Marah, and came to Elim, and in Elim were 12 springs of water, and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. They travelled from Elim, and camped by the Sea of Suf. They travelled from the Sea of Suf, and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They travelled from the wilderness of Sin, and camped in Dophka. They travelled from Dophka, and camped in Lush. They travelled from Lush, and camped in Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They travelled from Rephidim, and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They travelled from the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in Kibroth Hattaavah. They travelled from Kibroth Hattaavah, and camped in Hazeroth. They travelled from Hazeroth, and camped in Rithmah. They travelled from Rithmah, and camped in Rimmon Perez. They travelled from Rimmon Perez, and camped in Libna. They travelled from Libna, and camped in Rissa. They travelled from Rissa, and camped in Kehelatha. They travelled from Kehelatha, and camped in Mount Shepher. They travelled from Mount Shepher, and camped in Harada. They travelled from Harada, and camped in Makaloth. They travelled from Makaloth, and camped in Tahart. They travelled from Tahart, and camped in Tra. They travelled from Tra, and camped in Mitkah. They travelled from Mitkah, and camped in Hashmana. They travelled from Hashmana, and camped in Moseroth. They travelled from Moseroth, and camped in Beni-Ja'akan. They travelled from Beni-Ja'akan, and camped in Hor-Haggidgad. They travelled from Hor-Haggidgad, and camped in Jotbath-ah. They travelled from Jotbath-ah, and camped in Abrona. They travelled from Abrona, and camped in Eriogeber. They travelled from Eriogeber, and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is, Kadesh. They travelled from Kadesh, and camped in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord, and died there. In the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the 1st day of the month, Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. The Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. They travelled from Mount Hor, and camped in Zalmona. They travelled from Zalmona, and camped in Punon. They travelled from Punon, and camped in Oboth. They travelled from Oboth, and camped in Ayah Abarim, in the border of Moab. They travelled from Iyam, and camped in Dibon Gad. They travelled from Dibon Gad, and camped in Ammon Dibblathaim. They travelled from Ammon Dibblathaim, and camped in the mountains of Abarim, before Nabo. They travelled from the mountains of Abarim, and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They camped by the Jordan, from Beth Jeshimot even to Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their stone idols, destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. You shall take possession of the land, and dwell in it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families, to the more you shall give the more inheritance, And to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance, wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them will be as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they will harass you in the land in which you dwell. It shall happen that as I thought to do to them, so will I do to you.